Hey, Power Achievers, thank you for listening to Designing Your Life today. This is Pat Council. And as always, we are looking for ways to bring you some great products that will help you do life with power. The holidays are here. They are on us. And so we have some discounts that will help make your shopping a little bit easier. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you guys to sign up for our Power Up Today newsletter if you haven't done so already. We have great goal achievement strategies, and you want to be ready for 2017. And so we're going to help you get ready, and you'll get information in our newsletter that you're not going to find on our website or here on our show. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter and get signed up. It's absolutely free. Okay, we got great perks for you. First of all, you can get gourmet gift baskets from one of our sponsors, and you can get it at a discount from Harry and Dave. If you're a Harry and Dave fan, visit designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources to claim your discount just for hanging out with us on Designing Your Life Today. That's Harry and Dave gift baskets. These are gorgeous gourmet gift baskets. And also, have you ever thought about giving someone a subscription to their favorite magazine? Well, with the holidays being here, that would make a great gift. And guess what? You can save up to 95% on the price, depending on the magazine. And we have over 100 magazine titles that you can choose from. And where can you find that? Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's time for our show. Let's do this.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. And Wonderful Wednesday it is. I know those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving that you are already, right? No, you're not. Some of you are still cooking or planning to cook, and you have a lot of things that you're going to do. And I must confess that this year I am not cooking at all for Thanksgiving. That's right. There are going to be certain restaurants that are going to be open. And so I'm going out, and we're just going to all sit around and, well, eat until we can't eat anymore. And someone else is going to do the cooking. I am taking a break. In my mind, the idea behind Thanksgiving is that you get to celebrate with family and friends, and that's what makes it wonderful. Also, you get to relax a little bit. So if you're just hanging out with, well, you, yourself, and yourself, that's cool too. Sometimes we need a break from the world. And what better time to take a break sometimes during the holidays when everybody's off doing something else, you can be doing nothing. So you've got options. Well, let's get to our topic for today. Our topic for today is how gratitude creates miracles. We've been talking about gratitude and grace and giving all month long. And I really want to make sure that people understand the power behind gratitude. I'm not sure that we're getting this as a nation because people are complaining. They go on the internet or they watch the news and they see the headlines and it says something negative and they all feel the need to chime in. Sometimes, you know, I kind of get it to kind of express an opinion and talk about what's going on and to say what you think. You're expressing yourself. So I get that. However, I think it's important that we make sure that even if we share an opinion or express an opinion, that we perhaps find a way to see the gratitude in everything. And I've heard people say, well, you know, there's nothing to be grateful about in certain situations. And in that case, if there isn't, so why talk about it? I'm just saying. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, gratitude and what's the big deal about it? How gratitude can create those miracles in your life. You know, I finished, well, I'm not quite finished reading this book, but one of my favorite authors is Pam Grout. And Pam was a guest on Designing Your Life Today. She's a best-selling author. She wrote E Squared, E Cubed, and she gave real stories that prove that the law of attraction or manifestation, that it's very real, that as human beings, we do have the power to control our destiny. So she is, you know, one of my favorites. So I invited her to be a guest on Designing Your Life Today. And I was so excited when she said yes. And we really had a great time. Well, she has another book out, and it's called Thank and Grow Rich. Not think, but Thank and Grow Rich. And the link is right there. If you go to blog.designeryourlifetoday.com and listen to the show, or you may be listening to it on that page already, and you will see all of the notes and everything that we talk about, anything that I mention on the show, where you can get more information, all of the resources. There it is. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank and Grow Rich. So you should really check that book out, because it is so such an awesome book. As a matter of fact, the book is kind of a 30-day experiment where you can actually put gratitude to the test and see the results of your gratitude. So I think it's really awesome that Pam wrote that book. Her books are really fun to read, and they're easy to read, and they're easy to understand. So she puts it in the form of playing games. So I'm going to suggest that you play the gratitude game. Now, here's the thing about gratitude. When we understand what gratitude is all about and how it can truly create miracles in our life, then guess what? I think we'll be more excited about being grateful, and less excited about complaining, and less excited about wrapping our minds around everything that's going wrong. It takes no effort to point out things that are going wrong. And see, even if you're talking about various things that are going wrong in our country, with the politicians, with things in your city, at work, it doesn't matter, your relationships. And these are things that I've had to learn over the years, and I'm glad I learned them. I'm a great student, I have to say. Yep. I had to take a moment and pat myself on the back. And I want you to pat yourself on the back too, because you're a great student too, right? That's what power achievers do. They're great students. So you guys are great students. And if you're not, you're going to become one, right? So there it is. Pat yourself on the back in advance. Anyway, let's get on and talk about how gratitude creates miracles. So the thing about gratitude, as I've been sharing all month long, is that gratitude is a kind of energy. Grace is a kind of energy. Giving is a kind of energy, even though we do it with action. Now, I know I was going to talk about giving today, but I changed my mind and I thought, you know what, let's kind of drive the point home about gratitude, and then we're going to finish up and I'm going to drive the point home about giving. And so I want everybody to understand why these three energies are so super powerful and how they can change your life for the better. And if you're not getting what you want, if you keep running into a brick wall when it comes to achieving your goals, perhaps you need to take a look at these three energies and build them and make them stronger. They are energies, and as human beings, we do put off energy or put out energy. We're made of energy. You don't have to take my word for it. I mean, for goodness sake, go back to fourth grade science, and you will realize that everything is made of some kind of matter, and which ultimately lets you know that it puts out a kind of energy or a energetic frequency. We are no different. So the object of the game is to be sure that you stay tuned in to Station Gratitude, that you stay tuned into your ever-loving, everlasting feelings of gratitude. When your energy frequency, when it's turned to gratitude, then, you know, God is free to line things up for you. If you're one of those people, and I know people who say, I've been praying forever for this. And they say, well, you know, maybe God doesn't want me to have it, or God isn't listening to me. And then it's not happening. Perhaps you should hear what you're saying when you're not praying. Okay, because sometimes when you're praying and you want God to give you something, it's like you asking, oh, God, do this for me. Give me this. Bring me that. Fix this. You know, heal that. And these. I'm not here to judge what you're praying for. But my point is that, okay, in prayer time, you're very focused and you are definitely committed to what it is you're asking for. outside of prayer time, what do you do when you're with your friends? What do you do when you go to work? What do you do when you are at your home office? What do you do when you're in your place of business, brick and mortar? What do you do when you're not praying, when you have come out of that cocoon, so to speak, or that energy cocoon? Now, if are you because you want to fit in, or are you gossiping with your friends? Are you complaining with your friends? Or are you connecting to people that just love to complain and whine, and people that have that kind of low energy? So, you know, what do you do? My point is that you keep shifting your frequency, and as a result, it's going to be really difficult for you to get what it is you want and bring it into your life, because you are outside of gratitude. You know, the universe is free to kind of line up and make things work out in your favor, or make them work out to the best results, which will ultimately end up being in your favor, even if it doesn't seem like it. You just give it a minute and it will be. I'm not speaking from something I read out of a book or something that I'm guessing. I'm speaking about something that I have lived. You know, I've had ups and downs, been through obstacles, one after another. And I have to tell you, when I look back on them, I came out pretty good. I'm just saying. But it was because I stayed grateful, because I had a positive attitude. And every time that I stepped away from gratitude, or I started to complain about something, I started to notice that it lasted longer. The unpleasant issue lasted so much longer than I had hoped, so much longer than I wanted it to last. And as a result, I didn't get any results. Nothing moved forward. So I stayed, let's say, in that position longer than I should have, longer than I wanted to. So what the point that I'm getting is that gratitude is a frequency, and when you can stay in that frequency, no matter what things look like, and you can stay grateful, it's going to work out in your favor. You're trusting that everything is going to be lined up, and it's going to, these miracles are going to happen. You know, sometimes what we think of as a miracle is when we pray for something and, oh man, it shows up. Or we call it a miracle when we say, you know what, I didn't think there was any hope, but I just was grateful. However it turned out, it turned out I just let go. I surrendered. And see, when you surrender, that's saying that, you know what, I'm trusting that God knows the answer, even when I don't. God knows the outcome already. So I'm going to trust that this is going to play out. I'm going to do my part, and then I'm going to trust that that he does his part. You know, now if you're hearing me and I'm saying God this and God that, and some of you like to say the word universe, I want to say this at this point in time, and by all means, please look it up. The Bible tells us that God made the universe, okay? So I think sometimes when people say universe, it's because they kind of want to steer clear of using the G word, but I'm okay with saying God. And the point that I'm making here is that either way, I'm right, I think. If you say universe, you're still right. If you say God, you're definitely right, because God made the universe and he put everything in the universe that we need. So either way, this is not to make you shy away from whatever is going to make your energy the strongest, whatever is going to cause you to go to that frequency of gratitude, so you can put that kind of energy out and get back the things that you want. By all means, do it. Me personally, I like talking about God and saying God. I have no bones about it, and I don't apologize for it. However, I wanted to clear that up. Universe and God, they're not the same thing, but if you say universe, God has already put everything here for you. So it does in fact exist in the universe. Of course, it would be nice to give God some thanks, huh? I'm just saying, we're talking about gratitude here. So anyway, back to the whole gratitude and miracles thing. A lot of times when you're looking for a miracle in your life, or something amazing to happen, or some kind of great shift to happen, regardless of what it is, if you want certain relationships to grow and become better, or you want to even get into an intimate relationship and it's not happening, it doesn't matter. If you want more increase in your life when it comes to money, if you want better health, you just want to be grateful for where you are. But instead, a lot of times, you know what we do? Sometimes, because things don't work out when we think it should, or in our time, most of us instead of staying in that kind of energy field of gratitude and kind of surrendering, meaning, you know, you stay grateful, but you just let it go. And I know that's easier said than done. And because I had to really discipline myself to say, you know what, no matter what I think, no matter how I feel about that situation, I know how I want that situation to turn out. But ultimately, it may turn out the way I want it to, but even if it doesn't, I know that it's not turning out the way I want it to because on the next level, there's something greater, something better, something more for me that I can't see yet. And that's the miracle of it. Of course, on the other hand, if you stay focused on something, instead of worrying about something, instead of, kind of coming outside of what's called the gap, coming outside of the gap of something to the point where there's no surrender, where you want to control it to the nth degree, you want to control the outcome of something, then you're not going to get very many miracles. So let me give you an example. And this is one that comes to mind. Sometimes when people get into a adulterous affair, and the guy wants the girl or the girl wants the guy, one of the other parties married, the other one is single. Well, the single party often wants that relationship to work out. They want that person to leave their spouse. They want that person to be with them and without regard to the spouse. Now, this is not about judgment. This is just to illustrate a point. What I'm saying is that instead of staying, being grateful for even having established a friendship with that person and leaving it alone and letting it run its course, sometimes the person, are you going to leave her? Are you going to leave him? When? And they tug and they tug and they tug and they pull to the point where now they are controlling, trying to control the outcome of a situation. A situation for which they're not meant to control, but they need to take their hands off of it, because nothing's better than getting with someone, let's say after they're divorced, and this happened without them having any, you know, thing to do with it. Now it has run its course, and if that person comes to them, then they get to have that person. So that's kind of the best example I had at the moment. So we're just going to go with that. My point is, and I use this example because this illustrates a person trying to control the outcome of something that perhaps is not for them or not meant to be for them. And that there could be someone better, someone who's better suited for them, not better as a person, but someone who's better suited for them. But because they get away from gratitude, because when you start convincing someone to do something that perhaps is of a covetous nature, then what's happening is you're totally out of gratitude. So your frequency is shifted toward things like worry, things like bringing up unpleasant situations, things like trying to guilt the person into doing something. And as a result, they're not going to be any miracles, but they're going to be some lots of aggravation, I imagine, at the end of that. So the point that I'm making here is that when you start to worry about a situation, and that's just one illustration, whether you're worried about money, whether you're worried about finishing up your goals strong if it's going to happen for you, whether you're worried about just having a better life, whether you're worried about, oh, am I going to find the perfect mate for myself? It doesn't matter what it is. You are now outside of gratitude. What happens when you step outside of kind of that energy or that frequency of gratitude, you create static. It's kind of like, you know, if you ever turn the dial on the radio and you hear a little static in between because the signal can't quite be reached. So as a result of that, you hear lots of static. So when you hear static, that means that the signal isn't getting there. So there's no signal, not a strong signal going out, and there's not a strong enough signal coming back in so you can actually clearly hear whatever song is playing, right? Well, this is the same kind of idea behind gratitude. It is a frequency. It is a high level, high energy frequency that when you put it out, it will bring you back some really great things into your life. So this is kind of how you create the miracles. But when you create static, this blocks miracles. So when you keep your attitude of gratitude, if you say, okay, you know what, no matter what this looks like, I'm going to keep my attitude of gratitude. And so when you can keep your attitude of gratitude, you are working with your success and not against it. So you're working for your highest and best and not against your highest and best. So this is the beautiful part about gratitude. And this is how gratitude creates miracles. When you send a clear signal that you are grateful for everything in your life. You're grateful for where you are. And if you're listening to this and you say, you know what? I'm kind of, you know, do you know my life, Pat? I don't need to know your life. I only need to know that if you're not where you want to be, you need to start being grateful for where you are and for what you have. If you say, well, I have absolutely nothing, I'm thinking if you can breathe air, you got some air. And that's kind of a huge necessity when it comes to being a human being. So we can always find kind of a starting point for gratitude. And if you can only find one thing, that's okay. Just keep being grateful for that one thing. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start to manifest the things that you really want, you know, more and more. Manifestation happens faster when there are no energy conflicts. In other words, you complaining or you worrying or you being covetous or trying to control the outcome of something that perhaps you should not be trying to control the outcome of. There are certain things in our lives we need to take control of, our physical fitness, these kinds of things. But we're talking about trying to control another human being. You're trying to control your spouse and telling your spouse, this is what you need to do for a living. This is how you need to be. Oh my goodness, awful. Anyway, just got a visual on what that would be like. Miserable life. But anyway, let's press on. We're talking about gratitude here. I gotta stay grateful. I'm so grateful that is not my life. There it is. Anyway, so manifestation, it happens when there are no energy conflicts. So that means you have to stay grateful no matter what. So if you want to create miracles and bring, and what I call, as I said, miracles are things that you really want in your life, things that you've been working to create and it just hasn't been happening. And you want it to really finally show up in your life. So this is really what it takes, is you've got to stay consistent with that energy. Get rid of any kind of victim behavior. This is another thing that you want to pay attention to. What's victim behavior? Victim behavior is, you know what, a person who's been through unfortunate situations, and I'm not trying to make light of anybody or pick at anybody or anything like that. That's not why I'm sharing this, because I would never intentionally do that. But I am a person who's pretty straightforward about what it takes to get to where it is you want to be. So my point is that if you are a person and you've had some things happen to you and you want to keep talking about it, or you want to brood over it, or you want people to feel sorry for you, or whatever the case is, or sometimes you just need a little help getting over it, do whatever you need to do, but bring gratitude onto the playing field with you, right? So that you can really get beyond this. You know, sometimes having a victim mentality is not something as drastic as having unfortunate things happen to you, but it could be something as simple as you had a bad day at work, or someone's treating you a certain way and you don't think that you deserve to be treated that way. And so what happens is you end up whining and moaning, and that creates a type of conflict. And it creates the type of conflict that really prevents any kind of miracles from coming into your life. It creates the kind of miracles that prevent you from becoming the kind of person that you really want to become. So, or the person that you keep seeing in your mind, and you're wondering, why is this not happening for me? Why is my life not changing for the so-called better? Or this vision that I have, these goals that I have, I'm trying to pull myself up to a better life, and why is it not happening? Perhaps because you keep seeing the whole whining or being the whining person and the moaning about, oh, when is this going to change, or and whining about where your life is. And when you do that, it's going to stay right there. You know, it's funny, people say as you become more successful, sometimes there are sometimes your friends, sometimes family members, and they'll say, wow, you know, you forgot where you came from, or, you know, you should come back and help the rest of us. And this is probably going to sound really insensitive, but I can assure you I don't mean it to. This is just from my opinion, my what I call my factual opinion. And the truth of the matter is that if people want to stay a certain place and they want to moan and they want to groan and whine about the fact that their life is not where it needs to be, I'm thinking, why would anybody want to surround themselves with that kind of energy? So I'm thinking that if you really want help getting up and getting out, when you see that person, you say, hey, congratulations, you've done well. Wow. You know, this is, I'm so grateful to see someone like you who got out of wherever it is, right? Because what happens is you say, oh, well, that's just kind of like bowing down to them. No, what you're doing is you're putting out this kind of gratitude energy, and you're putting your life on a frequency, a higher frequency, so that great opportunities can come your way. It may not even come from that person. That's why sometimes when people complain about a person who's rich, I'm thinking, yeah, you do not want to make money. You certainly do not want to go to a higher level. So you really just want to stay in that attitude of gratitude so that, well, things can kind of get to where it is you want them to be. You know, when you're grateful, the thing about gratitude is that you won't call for things that you don't want in your life. You won't talk about everything that's wrong in your life. You won't talk about what you don't want. And you won't call forth any unwanted things that are within your control. For example, you won't keep calling forth poverty by complaining about the rich. Okay, if that were me, you know what I would do? I would go, I want to learn how to increase my income myself. So let me put in the time and stop thinking that the world owes me something, and let me step up there and step out. Okay, so, and this is only for people who complain, okay, about these kinds of things that want more. Here's the thing. People that complain about, they make too much money, it's because they don't think they have enough money. And in their heart of hearts, if that money were theirs, they'd be very different. Anyway, keep that in mind. You know, 100% of your energy becomes available once you stop fighting against life. Once you stop coming up with all of these issues of life and all of these problems that exist in the world, here's the thing. It doesn't mean that they don't exist. What it means is that instead of constantly focusing on them, you focus on gratitude. You focus on the fact that the world can be better. Because what happens is, even if there are lots of issues and challenges and unpleasant things going on, when you focus on gratitude and you focus on the fact that things can get better, you could be one of the people who come up with solutions that will solve one of the problems that exist. So this is how gratitude starts to create miracles. It is an energy that we have to put out as people. And think about this. If we did it collectively, life would be amazing. So I would suggest that perhaps you not fight against your own success in life, that you embrace the fact that you are this amazing person, that you stop making excuses about what you're not and who you're not, and be grateful for who you are. You know, the beautiful part about that is when you do that, that energy will rise up in you, and you are going to all of a sudden feel like you have come alive. Your point of view about people and life in this world, it's going to change. It's easy to find everything that's going on wrong. I'm amazed at how people can sit around and talk about everything that's going wrong, and they talk to one another, and it could be seven people and they all talk about it, like families get together sometimes, and they all talk about everything that's wrong, what they saw in the news. And strangely enough, nobody says, hey, why don't we do something about it? Why don't we do something to change it or make it better? See, gratitude empowers you to want to do something different, to want to do something better, to want to help facilitate a lasting change in whatever area, right? So this is how gratitude creates miracles. When your view of people change, you're going to come up with great ideas, and you start reducing all of your resistance to things. Think about this. People who want to get promoted and they talk really ugly about the manager or the boss who's in charge of promoting them, they may not hear what you're saying, but energy does travel. For whatever reason, you're wondering, I don't know why they don't like me. Well, think about what you've been saying, you know, about them. Or think about your behavior, how you're coming across. Are you coming across as this person who's full of gratitude? Because one thing about people that are full of gratitude, their confidence goes to a certain level. Why? Because gratitude, it starts to shift your energy in a big way. So if you want your life to change, if you want to get more miracles in your life, and you just want to see things just become better, then you know what? Start being grateful. I would say be grateful for everything. If you say, well, you know what? There's five of us tomorrow and we only have one piece of chicken. You know what? Cut that baby up in five pieces and take your time eating it and love it. I'm just saying. Okay, turkey, right? Okay. But chicken is like smaller and cheaper, so that's why I went with chicken. All right. So you guys get the point, right? So what you want to do is just find the tiniest reason to be grateful for life and be grateful for things. And you know what? The thing about people who are grateful, they don't have a problem giving. They don't have a problem sharing. They don't have a problem seeing kind of the truth of life. All of a sudden, what used to be unpleasant or used to cause you so much emotional pain, all of a sudden you're grateful for the experience. And then when you become grateful for the experience, the new and wonderful experiences start to open up in your life. You know, sometimes we can hold on to things that are just so, we want to be mad at a person forever because of what they did to us or something, whatever that is. And we want to blame people for poor decisions that we made and it didn't work out in our favor. You know, we want to do this. And I always say, you know, how is that working out for your life? And if it isn't working out for your life, you know what? Be grateful for that experience, what that person taught you. Even if the experience hurt your feelings, be grateful. Because guess what? I bet you'll never do it again. And if you do, come on, can we talk? That's a whole nother podcast, whole nother show. So I know you're not going to do it again because wisdom says, hey, I'm not going to do this again. And not in terms of I'm not never going to fall in love. I'm not talking about that. In other words, wisdom says, oh, he or she broke my heart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to heal from this. I'm going to come back stronger. And I am going to make myself better because I'm going to attract exactly who the person I want, the male or female, into my life that I want. So then all of a sudden now it's on you. But I'm grateful for that experience because they're now teaching me what I didn't know. I've learned some things about myself. I've learned something about my ability to connect with people and have relationships. And so now I'm going to make some better choices. And then the excitement of it all is, hey, I can't wait to be in love again. How grateful I am for love. Isn't it awesome? It moves things in a big way. So that's just an example of kind of how gratitude creates miracles. Okay, you guys, you know what? I could talk all day because what? Tomorrow I'm going to be chilling. So instead of having to get up and be at it. But anyway, I'm going to get up and be at it, but not necessarily work. Okay, so. But I'm going to stop myself from talking right now. And I am going to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And for those of you that are listening to this and you're in other countries, hey, listen, in America, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And I'm just going to ask you, take a moment and just be thankful for your life, too. You know, send us all some good energy. I mean, doesn't the world need it? I'm just saying. All right, you guys, have a great day on this wonderful Wednesday and enjoy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And you know what to do. Do life with power. Stay tuned for the highlights. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today, And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.